Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The river of God's mercy over your life will not be exhausted. If it remains 1 minute for you to be disgraced, God's mercy will step in. I prophesy, if it remains 1 minute for you and your family to see shame, God's mercy will step in. There are some things your prayer life can't handle. You need the mercy of God. You may pray and things will still happen. But if God says no, if mercy says no, if God says that's my child, Satan, take your hands off. That's it. It's not your prayer. Listen, I told you the house of mercy, the month of mercy will not end with July. God will do things for you this year. You will not be able to explain because you can't say what you did. You can't say, oh, it's because I prayed, oh, it's because I fasted, oh. God will just say, I want to surprise you. And you will not have a room strong enough to contain it. Because God is a big lover. When God loves you, he spends. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 2. Although I have the gift of prophecy, now look at the context and the text. Sometimes to understand the context, you have to understand the pretext. Understand? Sometimes before you understand the pretext. Although I have the gift of prophecy, look at the word have. Huh? Pastor David. Have. Can you see it? Something that is given to you. You don't. It's a gift. My ability to prophesy is a gift. It's not like I have to follow a set of rules. Say, if I have the gift of prophecy, say after me, have. An understanding of all mysteries. And I have all knowledge. And do I have all faith? Faith makes a man like God. Oof. So that when I talk, mountains move. They hear my voice, they flee. The Bible says, strangers will hear my voice and they will flee out of their hiding places. Wow. He said, but I do not have love. Have. This one deals with something that you are given. This deals with your step, who you are, your status. It says, if you have this, have this, but do not have this one, it's not a question of what you have again. You are nothing. You, with the gift of prophecy, you, kande mahasule brande kodia, tongues and interpretation. Before men, you will be something. Before God. He said, you are. He didn't say you exist. He said, you are. No weight. No depth. We can't make eba with this water. We can't drink gari with it. What is your usefulness? It's not a question. It's as if God is saying you don't exist. You have this, you have this, you have that, you have prophecy, you have tongues, you have interpretation, you have faith, you have miracles, you have anointing. When you pray, the foundations of this house will be shaking. Your neighbors will be screaming. Demons will be running out. You have all of this without this one, love. When they weigh you in the scale of heaven, God says you are what? So when you read a scripture like this, it calls for reflection. Deep reflection. This is the marking scheme The day you stand before God, this is God's marking scheme. It's not you wearing your tie like a prayer warrior. And everybody's running, they run when they see Brother Marcus, because Brother Marcus will ask you about your prayer life. It's not that one. Do you exude the quality of love? When people are in conflict, when they see you, do their blood pressure come down, stabilize? Are you an emblem of peace or conflict? So the issue of love is not really an article to be purchased. Not just a quality, but a person. Prophecy is a spirit. There's a spirit of prophecy. When it comes into you, you can prophesy. Faith is a spirit. When it comes into you, you can believe God for everything. You can move mountains. Love is a person. Actually, God is love. Actually. If you say you have met God, had an encounter with God on the Mount of Moriah, seven to seven angels and prophets, but you didn't see his love, the chances that you saw a familiar spirit is very high. Very high chances. There are certain things we look for when the person said he has met God. One of it is love. Love makes it easy for you to sit in the midst of people and you don't consider yourself better than them. As we are here now, God is here, he's seated somewhere, but he will not let you know where he's sitting. All of you will run away from here and go to that side. Can you imagine that God in his might and power is here and he's quiet, he's not talking? That God can be in your house and he says the way you talk to your wife, says the way you talk to your husband. There are people that are prayer warriors and that's how they fight their husband. When they lock the shed, nobody can take that. Love the shed. Say, I'm not going anywhere today. Let me see the person that will deliver you from my hand. And they are prayer warriors. They are the captives of the mighty. Now, if a woman has never locked your shed, you may not understand what I'm saying. But there are locks and there are locks. There's lock and key. There are locks without keys. It's the person that locks it that will release it. You can't, because when she holds you, only that, just be begging. You don't need to reason. You are wasting your time. You are not going any. You are not leaving this house if you don't give me money. Say you are nothing. And I look at that statement, that phrase as very strong. For God, our God that is a God of love, to say that somebody is nothing. That somebody is nothing. But this person that is describing is a prophet. This person is a miracle worker, like Moses. And God says, don't mind, he's nothing. Man. Ah, Baba, your son. Man, forget about it. Man. The strength of character for God is how we relate with him and how we treat each other. Do you know there are people, especially young people, that can't say yes sir or yes ma to somebody in the office because they were in the same, they graduated from the same school. Maybe they were a year apart. You understand? They can't say yes sir. For them, they are too big. I don't share now. That time we had that those three guys that had decided that had to receive with us. Shane was there. Say Shane is the head of this thing. But forget that thing. Now wash. You are just trying to let us know that you self, you are not a small boy. But we have heard you. Shame is your guy. You cannot separate love from honor and loyalty. You cannot. Now, the challenge with this scripture is that it is the Holy Spirit that is talking. That's the only problem. If it was Moa that was talking, you can say, Pastor Winger has started. Oh, because he doesn't have anointing. Hey, he doesn't know how to prophesy. Hey, he doesn't know how to work miracle. Hey, don't mind. That's how they are doing. They are bad belly. If you have your own Bible, even if it's Jehovah's Witness Bible, open to this scripture. Just open it. He said, you are nothing. That means the determinant of who or what I am and represent before God is not a God decision, but my decision. There are people in our offices, if they didn't tell you they were pastors, you won't believe. Because they are so evil. They associate the anointing with being evil. Colossians chapter 3 verse 14 tells us. Let's read Colossians 3:14. Above all these things, put on love. That means I can put it on and I can put it off. My decision to walk in love as a child of God is not an encounter with God. It's my decision. Put on love, which is what? The bond. Another word for bond. The signature. Another word. The seal of perfection. How does God determine a perfect man? Say, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. God's definition of perfection is a man who walks in love. Not a man who can speak to mountains. It is out of the love that we have for God that we love our wives, love our children. That we love our enemies. We love those who have abused us. It takes forgiveness to forgive. It takes love to forgive, rather. Because many times, some of the folks you have to forgive, they are not even sorry. Love is the way. Many of us spend, if we spend half the time walking in love as defined by heaven, will be in a better, you will fight lesser battles. But it takes two to fight. Today, this week, you know, it will disturb many of you. This week, here. It will disturb you. Call Monica. Call, it's like the Spirit wants to humble you. So he will say, call Monica. Just check her, you know, about that, you know, I'm so sorry, you know. You will be the one begging. You are the one that was offended. They offended you. Let's test the message. Because that's the problem of the love message. You have to test it. Once you hear a message like this, expect people to offend you this week. They will buy something, they will not pay. They will say, give me 100 now, I'll give you change later. They will disappear. And God expects you to be nice about it. In fact, our Lord Jesus taught us, he said, if somebody takes your jacket, your coat from you, what did he say you should do? As you are going, take extra one. So you need to be, our Lord just expects you to be rich. Because you must have at least two to be able to give two. You understand? If you don't have two, you can only shake their hand. Then the one they want to take, you will fight and say, you cannot cheat me. I know my right in Christ. We'll go to police. Because that's the only thing you have. But when you have two or three, you won't be poor. I was listening to Bill Gates last week. He said, they asked him, did you know you are going to be a billionaire like this? He said, well, I just wanted to have enough money so that I won't have to think about anything I want to do. I'll just do it. Think about it. In case you have made covenant of poverty, remember that your God, the one who said he loves you, is the owner of the heavens and the earth and other planets. You're supposed to behave yourself so we can dash one planet. But you will not agree. Because change from top to bottom has affected you. You are not. The anointing is God's hand over your life. God's hand. The anointing. If I, by the finger of God, do miracles, then the kingdom of God has come to you. The anointing is God's power that is over the life of a man. And you need the anointing. But the love of God is your weight in the spirit. How heavy you are. How heavy you are. Have you ever been in a conference or in a meeting and maybe an MED or MD just walked in? You just feel like there's a presence. That's weight. A man who walks in love will rarely have an unanswered prayer. Write it down. I say a man who walks in love will rarely have an unanswered prayer because all his prayers are motivated by love. This has nothing to do with judgment because there are some people that are like Pharaoh. Until they die, they will not rest. But today is not for them. A man that walks in love will rarely have an unanswered prayer. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. Let's quickly tidy this up. You see this love, eh? I will, maybe next Sunday I'll just preach John 3:16. So everybody will be angry. Because you know John 3:16, but you are not obeying it. He said, love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, what will happen? That means prophecy can have expiry date. If a prophecy is given to you and you don't align yourself quickly, you can miss the timing and it fades off. Whether there be tongues, what will happen to them? They will... There are some people like this minister that sings, GUC. You know him? His tongues are very fantastic. Very fantastic. He speaks in tongues. They are the tongues of angels. But it will cease. When you go to heaven, we won't greet ourselves in tongues. On the Limasaya. And the Manda. Hey. Lembradoski. What's that, my friend's tongue? In the Boski. Nobody has time for that. Oh, you think they are just singing and dancing? They will put you in department. You go to fire service. You go and work. Just want to be eating here. You didn't ask those angels what they have been doing before you came. Say, sir, I want to join the choir. Oga, you are a chef. You are going to join those that are cooking. You don't come and cause problem here. Go. Yeah, share them. Michael, share them. If you're angry, there's fire. We'll take you there. But, yeah, nobody, you see anybody just running, loafing around. We don't arrest people here for loitering. There's no loitering. You have to find somewhere. Just day. Say, want to be praising God. Just day like that. I like God's presence. If not, so with the duan. Do you say go there? I don't like. When you reach heaven, some people will die of heart attack because they can't believe itself. They will die of heart, then they will resurrect them. There are people who are just going to a supermarket, a store, like they like. He said, whether there are tongues, they will cease. A day will come, as anointed as you are, when you want to pray, you cannot cut back. You cannot do it again. You cannot. And I'm waiting for that so I can laugh at you. Because you always like speaking in tongues. You say, let's thank God you didn't speak in tongues. I'm waiting for you. On that day, I just see that. I say, wait, they look at. Look at. You know, go feel pray. You go see now. Yeah. Bro, nothing like tongues again. Come and sit down with us. Let's be enjoying. That day, a Pentecostal cannot harass a Catholic or an Anglican. Chandelier, blah, 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 blah. That day, everybody will bear his father's name. You know, when we did Catholic, our Reverend Father used to use that Latin to show us pepper. Yes, symptom. You are just looking, because at the end, they just say amen. Whether not prayer, whether not that, you just say amen. We don't know, nobody understands Latin. The same way, all of you prayer warriors, Adeshola and Co., you will not be able to terrorize anybody and say, Indaboski, Lembrande, Say they will cease. Say whether there is knowledge. There's a dimension in the realm of the spirit that gives us access to the allocations of mercy, where the divine tributaries of heaven begins to break forth out from within your spirit. Some people think I don't know how to preach. Because somewhere within the context of God's reality, there's a river that is released. And say, whether there is knowledge, vanishing. We know you are very spiritual. In fact, we know you are the deputy Holy Spirit. But to vanish it. What is God looking for? My ability to stay with my sister that is weak, my brother that is strong. And their strength, my weakness is covered by their strength. And I also provide covering for them so that together we are all strong. Not that everybody is looking at one man, top to bottom. No! We don't want a man, we want a movement. All those things that we look at and we consider emblems of spirituality, God says it doesn't mean anything, they will not last. It's only in your realm those things are important. When I see the way a man treats his wife, it ministers to me more than having a big Bible. When I see somebody that is sick and weak, and I see somebody amongst us saying, Pastor, don't worry, I will handle it. And you support that person and the person becomes healthy. That is Christ. Oh, somebody is sick. Let's go and visit her before we go home. That is Christ. That is what we are talking about. Because talk is cheap. If you get to the hospital and the doctor says, okay, this injection is 45,000. My wife was talking to me about somebody that had a child who, you know, that she knows that was sick. And the doctor, after treating the boy for so long, the boy was not recovering. The doctor said there's only one antibiotic that is remaining. But if we buy it, only two doses, this boy will recover. The antibiotic is 950,000 naira. Two doses. Did you hear what I said? I said one drug, just two doses for a child. The lady trusted God before she had that child, so she cannot lose the boy. I don't know if someone is listening to me. Love doesn't look at, is this what will solve the problem? I will give my life for this boy to live. She did not know why she called the bank. Our bank collected 1 million. Injected the boy. Two doses. You cannot, if you do more than two, you are doing past yourself. Two. 900. May you not have the kind of problem that will make you run helter-skelter. Over your children, you will not have problem that will make you start running up and down, confused. The doctor is in this Lagos. The persons and people, they are all in Lagos here. And a doctor sit there in front of you in this kind of period and is telling you that 1 million naira injection. Have you ever heard of it before? That they say an antibiotic that is 1 million naira for a child. When we say praise, yeah, what are they doing there? You better join us. Let's be praying. When we shout, shout. When you see us dancing, dance. May you not have it. May the doctor not sit you down and be telling you what you don't want to hear. That child is okay now. But imagine the mother could not afford. Maybe that's the money she was planning for their house rent. She will have to look for another story and tell the landlord, because this boy's life first. So you cannot say you are walking in love when there's no element of sacrifice. And if you are the one that always receives love, don't think love is cheap. somebody is paying the price for that thing you are enjoying. So don't, nobody, every entitled spirit must get out of the window. If somebody gives you $5, be grateful. Don't say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah. Oh, yeah, transfer it back now. Transfer it back now. Oh, what kind of rubbish is this? It's my $5,000. You say, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are who? People, you see, the problem is, maybe because of where I'm standing. So I get those kind of complaints. I see it. Let me tell you, the time is gone. If you want the voice of Satan over your life to be silenced, it is love. The voice of Satan over a man's life. He said, this guy is not serving you because he loves you. Remove the edge of protection. At the end of the day, Job was still standing. He was weak, but he was still standing. He was tired. He had lost his family. He had lost his business, but he was still standing. I'm praying for his friends. I forgive you. I bless you. I forgive you. When God saw Job, yeah, this is my son. And God restored him. By the time Job was praying for his friends, he was still sick. By the time he was forgiving them, he was still sick. You are not a fool for forgiving. You are not a fool. Go and forgive. Go to that person and forgive. There are people that they don't fight outside. It's only inside church that they fight. Go after this service, call the person. I'm sorry. The ability to apologize is a very strong sign of humility. Say it. You won't die. Just say it. Say I'm sorry. You won't die. Say it. The same reason some cannot say I'm sorry is the same reason why they can't say I'm in love. It's the same reason. It has the same root. They say they expect the girl to understand. Understand what? Am I reading your mind? What do you mean? If you have something, say it. Say, I'm waiting for the right person. You yourself, you are not the right person. So I'm waiting for the, there's a kind of lady, but very smart. You yourself, you are not smart. Want to marry? Marry and let us know who is remaining. So stop wasting our time. So there's a kind of, you know, my nature, my... Until your younger brother, the last born of your family, married, that's when your eye will open. Let us protect our sisters. Hey, brothers, let us protect our sisters in the Lord. I know today nobody refers to each other as brother and sister, but that's what we are. Now, you want to travel now, my brother, you want to travel now. You cannot even say, Pastor Benga, my family is in your hand. And you have rest of mind your family is okay. Why should I be looking for an outsider? It's a shame. It's a shame. It's not anything to be proud of. So we all have to do better. Do you agree? We all have to do better. The love will not come from anywhere. We all love ourselves together. It's not pastor's work. All of us. We will love ourselves till we start running away. See, that brother, the brother and I love you. That we are, his name is not Mike again, it's love. We will love you till you are afraid. And I'm not asking anybody to exploit it. I'm just saying that why should somebody come to you and say, I'm not eating? Now, to eat properly now, you need like maybe 1,000 naira. You don't have 1,000 naira. But you have 200 naira. Why can't you give that person 100? Forget about the food. Give the person 100. Now! Don't say your internet bank is not working. Don't all those lies. Mobile app. My SIM card, they block my... For once, stop lying. Forget about the food. But that, the little you have, share it. Let's pray, brother. Can you even see yourself? Can you even see yourself? Do you see the way you are even talking? It's not you, Joe. Stop praying. Pray. Say, let's pray now. The divine provision. Can Can you even see yourself? I know there are people that abuse it. And I will come back. That is a special message. 7 hours. Those who make it difficult for others to love them. See, let me tell you. I don't want God to look at Harvest World in the future and say, oh, that church, ah, they are doing. I just want God to be able to say, in Lagos, anywhere my children can be safe, take them there. Where from the gate, somebody is going to be loving you. Because the person is seeing you as Christ. It has nothing to do with, you are here. Christ has brought you. That's all. That's all. We don't. Your problem is small. You are here. Christ loves you. That's all. Come on, say I'm a lover. The Spirit of God is on the inside of me. I will relate in love. I will minister love to my fellow neighbors, to my brothers and my sisters in Christ. Because that is what God wants. All that 6 months of prayer, you want to know if it's the will of God. If we were all loving each other normally, you wouldn't need that 6 months. You won't need it. You are a liar. I say you are praying. You are praying. Sister, I want to know if it's the will of God. It's now that you are interested in the will of God. You will not make mistake. Oh. Pressure of life will not push you to the point of making a mistake. Rise on your feet.